Again, the beautiful traditional dress. They're just lovely, and I can't tell you how much we appreciate your coming all this way to take part in the 23rd Annual Florida Folk Festival. Now, children, I want you to stay with your mamas or your aunts and your uncles, as the case may be. David's lost Mike Harris. Mike, come get David, please. Now, we'll go back and pick up the Caney Farkas, a wonderful group that has come several years in succession from Cookeville, Tennessee. Graham Cash is the leader. The Caney Farkas. Let's clap them on the stage.
Have anyone here from Canada? This is a song about Canada. It's called Farewell to Nova Scotia.
The sun was sinking in the west. The birds were singing on every tree. All nature was inclined for a rest. But still there was no rest for me. sail your sea-bound coast. Let your mountains dark and dreary be. For when I am far away on your briny ocean tossed, will you ever heave a sigh and a wish for me?
I grieve to leave my native land, grieve to leave my comrades all, and my aging parents whom I always held so dear, and the bonny, bonny lass that I do adore.
Farewell to Nova Scotia, your sea-bound coast. Let your mountains dark and dreary be. For when I am far away on the briny ocean toss, will you ever heave a sigh and a wish for me? The drums do beat and the wars do alarm. The captain calls, we must obey. So farewell, farewell to Nova Scotia's charms, for it's early in the morning, I am far, far away. Farewell to Nova Scotia, your sea-bound coast, let your mountains dark and dreary be. For when I am far away on the briny ocean tossed, will you ever heave a sigh and a wish for me? I have three brothers and they are dressed, their arms are folded on their breast. But a poor simple sailor just like me must be tossed and driven on the dark blue sea. Farewell to Nova Scotia, your sea-bound coast, let your mountains dark and dreary be. For when I am far away on the briny ocean tossed, will you ever heave a sigh and a wish for me?
This is one we'd like to have you sing with us on. We've done it here several times the last several years, and people always enjoy doing it and always enjoy singing it. This is a song called The Unfortunate Man, and it has a good sing-along chorus. I'll do the chorus for you and let you do it a time or two, and then you'll see how to come in on it.
He's a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate man. He's a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate man.
Okay, let's do that. Let's wake up the alligators down the swamp.
He's a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate man. He's a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate man.
There once was a lawyer they called Mr. Clay. He had but few clients and they wouldn't pay. At last of starvation he grew so afraid that he courted and married a wealthy old maid.
He's a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate man.
Oh, yes.
He's a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate man.
At the wedding, the lawyer made one big mistake. 'Twas not in omitting the wine or the cake. The ring was well chosen, they had a big feed, but the lawyer did not get a warranty deed.
He's a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate man.
Oh, yes.
He's a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate man.
She went to the washstand to bathe her fair face. Thus she destroyed all her beauty and grace. The rose in her cheeks quickly grew very faint, and he saw on the towel 'twas nothing but paint.
He's a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate man.
Oh, yes!
He's a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate man.
She went to the mirror to take down her hair.
When she had done so, her scalp was all bare. Said she, "Don't be frightened to see my bald head. I'll put on my cap when I get into bed." He's a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate man.
Oh, yes,
he's a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate man. She hung her false hair on the wall on a peg. Then she proceeded to take off a leg. Her trembling husband thought sure he would die when she asked him to come and take out her glass eye. He's a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate man.
Oh, yes,
he's a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate man. Her husband was biting his quivering lips while she was removing her counterfeit hips. Just then her false nose clattered down on the floor, and the poor lawyer screaming ran out at the door.
He's a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate man. Oh, yes,
he's a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate man. Now, oh, you young men who would marry for life, be sure to examine your intended wife. Remember the lawyer who trusted his eyes and a little bit later got quite a surprise.
He's a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate man. You bet!
He's a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate man.
This is a song called Rotsea, spelled R-O-T-H-S-E-A. It's a place in Scotland close to Glasgow. One time, a Scotchman told me about this place. He said it's a place where people go for a vacation when they can't afford to go anywhere else. And maybe that's the way that the song sounds.
One New Year's Eve in Glasgow town, when all we had was half a crown, a bunch of us thought we'd prowl around and find some fun in Rotsea. We wandered up Victoria Street. We didn't care much for snow nor sleet. And at 2 a.m. with aching feet, we found ourselves in Rotsea.
Well-a-ma-do-a-dum-a-day, well-a-ma-do-a-dime-y-o, well-a-ma-do-a-dum-a-day, the night we went to Rotsea.
Now Clancy here was a bit of a lout. Said he'd treat us all to a pint of stout. So at 2 a.m. we all set out for a public house in Rotsea. As I'm a lad, I think I'll sing.
Says I, you'll never do such a thing.
But we'll clear the room and we'll make a ring. I'll fight you all in Rotsea.
Well, am I do a dum a day? Well, am I do a dime o? Well, am I do a dum a day? The night we went to Rotsea. To sleep, we were all too drunk to even creep. We found a place that was really cheap at a boarding house in Rotsea.
We all lay down to take our ease when somebody happened for to sneeze.
Achoo!
And he wakened half a million fleas in a single room in Rotsea.
Well-a-ma-do-a-dum-a-day, well-a-ma-do-a-dime-y-o, well-a-ma-do-a-dum-a-day, the night we went to Rotsea.
Says I think I'll head for home, from which I never more will roam.
And we're scratching still as we sing the song of the night we went to Ratzio. Well-a-ma-do-a-dum-a-day, well-a-ma-do-a-dime-y-o. Well-a-ma-do-a-dum-a-day, the night we went to Ratzio. Well-a-ma-do-a-dum-a-day, well-a-ma-do-a-dime-y-o. Well-a-ma-do-a-dum-a-day, the night we went to Ratzio.
Hey!
That's just a little heavy dew falling, so don't let it bother you at all. Let's welcome the Rutherford County Square Dancers. And I'll ask you to introduce the rest of the group. These are fine ethnic people from the low country around Brunswick, Georgia.
St. Simon's Island.
St. Simon's Island. And I've been trying to get Bessie here for umpteen years.
We're very glad to be here after all this raining, but we can't stop that, so we do our little mite. And she said it's been a long time before I try to get out here. And I'm here, I'm a little hoarse, but I'm here. And we are very glad to be here. We have with us a few of my children. Few going to another program, other places. We're going to sing out, we're going to sing a little bit, because you all know it's raining, I do too, and we all got to go in. But tomorrow, the Lord's willing, and on the next day, we're going to have children games, children plays, and whatnot. That's anything that I can do. So glad I'm here. I'm so glad I'm here. Yes, I'm so glad I'm here in Jesus' name. Oh, yes, I'm so glad I'm here. God knows I'm so glad I'm here. Yes, I'm so glad I'm here in Jesus' name. I'm going to sing while I'm here. Lord, I'll sing while I'm here. Oh, yes, I'll sing while I'm here. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I'm going to sing while I'm here. I know that I'll sing while I'm here. Yes, I'll sing while I'm here. Jesus' name. Yeah, joy brought me here. Oh, joy brought me here. Children, joy brought me here. Jesus' name. So glad about it. Joy brought me here. God knows that joy brought me here. Yeah, joy brought me here.
Jesus' name.
That's why I'm so glad I'm here.
Yes, I'm so glad I'm here.
Yes, I'm so glad I'm here. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now I'm so glad I'm here. God knows I'm so glad I'm here. Yes, I'm so glad I'm here. Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Indeed, I'm glad I'm here. I'm glad to be here with y'all. I feel very young out here among y'all. I was born 1902, and I'm enjoying myself. Now, you know about that, I'm glad I'm here. But yeah, I'm now 73 years, and I'm just enjoying myself. I enjoy it. I haven't been sick in bed, no doctors since 1924, no headache. I'm thankful. I'm glad I'm here. Really glad I'm here. Thank God. So we're going to have a song. We're going to have a song by Brother Quinma.
Amazing.
Y'all be able to say this because it's a real good thing.
Amazing grace, how sweet
it is,
the sound that saved a wretch like me.
heartache. Talking about amazing grace
and grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
A wretch like me, Lord.
Though I was, but Lord, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. Yes, I'm talking about amazing grace. Oh, how sweet the sound
yes,
that saved a wretch like me.
A wretch like me. It's red like me, a red like me.
You know I was, but Lord,
yeah, but now,
Lord, I'm fine.
I was blind, but now I see. Believe it. Believe it. I'm going to David. Thank you very much. You find that same song on some record that we got here, my last record, our late one. You find the same song on there and many more. So glad I'm here on that. So we want to thank God for every little thing. Because it's him, not me. I'm not, he said he made me, not me myself. Oh, yeah, little David. Oh, Daniel in the lion den. Oh, Daniel in the lion den, Lord. Daniel in the lion den. Lord,
now,
is the needed time, he cried now, is the needed time, yes, he said now, is the needed time, oh, now, is the needed time, he cried now, is the needed time, you say you promised to answer prayer,
Lord,
you promised. Lord, to answer prayer.
To answer prayer, my Lord.
Yes, you promised, Lord, to answer prayer. You promised to answer prayer. You promised, Lord, to answer prayer. And then God, he sent an angel down. Yeah, God, he sent an angel down. Then God sent an angel down. Angel locked the lion jaws.
Lord,
the angel locked the lion jaws. Lord, the angel locked the lion jaws. The angel locked the lion jaws. Thank you, God. Thank you. We want to thank God and say we can do it again. Okay. It's raining, but you said do it again. I thank God to do it again. Soon we'll have a chance to do a whole lot. We're not going to do no games and no rings and no plays, but we hope everyone here in Moorside will come back and see some of the old-fashioned games and plays. My grandparents were slaves, and I'm keeping up the background of my grandparents, and I really got it. The Lord gave it to me to keep, and I'm keeping it going. And I want y'all to come back and hear some. Children don't pray no more like they used to. They don't sing no more good song that was handed down to them before they could read and write. They couldn't read and write the song that was handed down to them. So we got a lot of them. So please come out tomorrow and the next day that we may get together on that. This is good religion, I'm so glad. This is good religion, I'm so glad. This is good religion, I'm so glad. The world can't do me no harm. This is good religion, I'm so glad. Lord, this is good religion, I'm so glad. The world can't do me no harm. I know I got a religion, and God knows I'm not ashamed. Cause the Holy Ghost is my witness, and the blood don't sign my name. I know I got religion, I'm so glad. I know I got religion, I'm so glad. I know I got religion, I'm so glad. The world can't do me no harm.
They'll be glad to sell them for you. But down in the booth in the crafts area in the morning. Yeah. Okay. Wasn't that great? Let's give them another hand. That's enough mics. Okay, that's fine. Now, it's a great pleasure to introduce Michael Moore, one of our regulars, one of our veterans from Green Cove Springs, and his dad's going to join him in one song. And incidentally, here's a young man who started singing because his father sang, and he sings the songs that his father taught. Michael Moore.
First song I'd like to do is a song called The Miner's Child. A miner was leaving his home one day. He heard his little girl scream, and going to the side of that little girl's bed, "Daddy, I've had such a dream. Oh, Daddy, don't work in the mine today, for dreams have so often come true. Oh, Daddy, dear Daddy, please don't go away. I never could live without you. I dreamed that the mine was all heaving in fire, and brave men begged for their lives. And the scene, it changed, the mouth of the mine covered with sweethearts and wives. Oh, Daddy, don't work in the mine today, for dreams have so often come true. Oh, Daddy, dear Daddy, please don't go away. I never could live without you. I never could live without you." Thank you. Gonna go right ahead and do a coal mining song. Now I'd like to do a song called "The Roving Gambler." Well, I am a roving gambler, gambled all around. Whenever I meet with a deck of cards, I lay my money down. I lay my money down. I lay my money down. Whenever I meet with a deck of cards, I lay my money down. Well, I had not been in Washington many more weeks than three, until I fell in love with a pretty little girl. She fell in love with me. She took me to her farm. She cooled me with her fan. She whispered in her mother's ear, "I love the gambling man." Oh, daughter, oh, dear daughter, how could you treat me so, to leave your dear old mother and with a gambler go? Mother, oh dear mother, I love you oh so well, but the love I hold for the gambling man, no human tongue can tell. No human tongue can tell. No human tongue can tell. The love I hold for the gambling man, no human tongue can tell. Well, I've gambled out in Washington, gambled over in Spain. Well, I'm riding on down to Tennessee, gonna gamble my last game. Thank you. Appreciate that. It's a little bit wet out there, I know. Right now, I'd like to introduce my father, Tom Moore. Dad?
One cold winter night, not a star was in sight, and the north wind came howling down the line. With his sweetheart so dear, stood a brave engineer, and his orders to pull old number 9. She kissed him goodbye with a tear in her eye, but the joy in his heart he could not hide. For the whole world was bright when she told him that night, tomorrow she'd be his blushing bride. Oh, the wheels hummed a song, the train rolled along, and the black smoke came pouring from the stack. And his headlight agleam seemed to brighten the dream of tomorrow when he'd be coming back. He sped round a hill and his brave heart stood still. A headlight was shining in his face. And he whispered a prayer as he threw on the air, for he knew this would be his final race. In the wreck he was found, lying there on the ground, and he asked them to raise his weary head. As his breath slowly went, this message he sent to a maiden who thought she would be wed. There's a little white home that I bought for our own, where I dreamed we'd be happy by and by. But I'll leave it to you, for I know you'll be true till we meet at the Golden Gates. Goodbye.
We got a little taste of Howie and Ann Mitchell this morning. They are from Washington, D.C. This is their first time at Florida Folk Festival, and we sincerely hope it won't be their last, because...